So I was recently back in the chair getting some new ink, getting some ink in my hand. I got it's a cool short story before we actually get into the band, but so I got the logo for the band Wolves at the Gate on my hand because I was finally going to see them live. And what happened was that when I was at the concert venue, as I was walking out, I bought some merch and I was going to go put it in my car. As I was walking out, the lead vocalist was walking in. He was like carrying something, he was like rolling one of the gearboxes, and I was like, and so I like showed him my hand, and he looked at me and went, "Kick ass!" It was awesome. While I was sitting in the chair and I was getting this tattoo, my tattoo artist, George at Lucky Bird in Annapolis, he always watches the coolest shit on TV while he's working. We watched 2 hours of sumo wrestling, it was awesome. And there was one time I was there that we were watching like AWE, and there was like it was like a double super cage match, and they were throwing each other on tacks and shit. But yeah, it's awesome. He has the cool stuff on. But during that sumo match, I was so invested in like the storylines and like what was going on, and like I didn't get any of the names, but I found out that there's a guy. There's an American guy that went to compete in the sumo wrestling, like the official sumo wrestling like sport in Japan, and the locals hate him. Like they like he doesn't belong. He's not, you know, he's not like a local guy or whatever. And so they just body the shit out of him all the time. But he's been climbing the ranks. And after seeing how intense those matches can get, I want all of us to go to a wrestling match sometime. Because that has to be a wild thing to see live.
I know that they usually have one near in DC.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, every time, because I've been meaning to see that live as well. But, I mean, it's just been, I mean, I think tickets are pretty damn expensive at times. Because, you know, you want the experience, and there's like, yeah, you get like the base ticks. But then there's like the tickets that you get like sushi well as tea, and like you're closer. And you can, like, meet the wrestlers and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know, that's tempting.
I know a lot of people on Twitter that are wrestling fans. So whenever Raw or whatever's on WrestleMania, they're always going nuts and live tweeting it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Never been super interested, but they swear that it's super fun, so... I'd go to a show. I'm sure it'd be a blast.
I mean, all I know is that I saw a clip of a wrestler wrestling a man in a panda suit, and I don't know, that was pretty freaking cool.
Sign me up.
Sign me up, yeah, right now.
Furry wrestlers.
Well, okay, side tangent. Furries got banned for the Maryland Renaissance Festival.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yes.
I also heard that. I also heard that they're banning like anything, like depending on headwear as well. So certain mask as well. So
oh no, Mark.
I know. Because they're like something about the language of it could be construed as like something horror based and stuff. And I was like, well, that's primarily what I like doing is horror stuff.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I want to be horrible.
I want to be a horrible visage to behold.
Yeah,
I want to scare children.
I do.
Let me scare kids.
That's fun.
But you want to know what the official statement was from Maryland Renaissance Festival?
Get this dirty furries out of here.
Word for word. No. They said that there had been too many reports of people dressed up as, you know, in fursuits causing issues, and there's been a pattern that has emerged over the years. And they said, we know not all of the people in fursuits are causing these problems, but there have been too many reports of them posing as festival entertainment, not cooperating with festival staff where they get called out on it, and all that sort of stuff. And it really seems like you just ban the bad furries. I mean, it doesn't feel that hard to do. Like, I understand they could come in another fursuit, but you could just have a policy that you take their mugshot, and if you're a furry, you got to get your face checked.
Yeah, so right.
You
can
match up. And then if you match up to the mugshot, you get turned away. Simple as that.
You know how expensive those suits are? I mean,
they were very expensive.
Hear me out. If you are a furry there and you are not cooperating with staff, they get to beat you with bats because you're wearing a padded suit.
Damn dirty furries.
Hey, no furry shaming on this podcast.
I'll tease you. I won't shame you, but I will make fun of you.
I'm not shaming them. I'm just saying beat them with wooden bats. Only the bad ones.
So that was wild.
So we're going to the next WrestleMania in DC, and we're all getting furry suits.
Furries.
And we're all going to be a furry suit.
Fuck yes.
That's the tie-in.
But okay.
And canonically, Garn is a furry.
Whoa! That's crazy.
Come on, Garn. Be cool.
I had 2 ounces of respect.
I did. Exactly 2 ounces.
No, but I did. No, okay. On the topic of wrestling, was anybody else into it like I was as a kid? Because, like, I was a big fan of, like, The Rock and Triple H, and Undertaker was, like, peak wrestling, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch it back in the 90s, like, WCW, then when WWF, and then WWE and stuff.
Yep.
And then at a certain point, it just lost interest. I think that's usually what happens.
Yeah,
like, in general, you just lose interest, but I mean, like, I used to watch it all the time with my dad and stuff, because it was one of the things that we had that was on TV.
Like, yeah.
Like, we didn't have cable, and it was just, like, it was on UPN, I think, at the time, and I was like, oh, cool, also, wrestling.
UPN? Oh my god, I haven't heard that in a long time.
And it was WB54, I think, or... It was weird because, like, we had antenna, and sometimes it would pick up certain channels, like, and then some of it was, like, old WCW. Like, you could tell, like, you're like, god damn, this is old as shit.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, like, used to watch it all the freaking time. I mean, god, as you said, Rock, like, Mankind, like, all of his alter egos.
Dude, Mankind was a good show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, god, you go back to the one Hell in a Cell with him and Undertaker, and Undertaker fucking pushing him off the...
Dude, was yes!
That 15 feet, I think?
I want to say it was, like, 20. But, like, I mean, they did just insane stuff. And, like, there's people that are like, oh, like, wrestling's fake. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, they're not, like, hitting each other. But stripped. he got thrown onto tacks. You're not faking your way out of getting pierced.
How it is, I mean, like, that's the thing that usually comes up. They're like, oh, it's fake. And I'm like, yes, it is scripted, but they're still taking damage.
Those guys put their body, like, through the absolute torture of putting on a show for you. Yeah. I mean, any of us that have gotten the wind knocked out of us before, you know, falling off something, and then just do that, like, for a living. It's just crazy. It's just insane.
So many times. You know that match that was, like, Undertaker McFoley?
Mm.
Apparently, Undertaker, he said his ankle was broken, or his foot was broken that entire match, like, leading up to it, is because their schedule was so freaking hard on them. Like, because it was just one of those things. You work, and you have to work. Like, if you're like, I'm not feeling it, they're like, well, then you're just not gonna wrestle next week, and you're not gonna get paid. Like, it's just, it was a terrible, brutal business.
Yeah. I mean, they were not treated well, but one of the funniest clips ever, I'm sure you guys have seen this, where Vince McMahon is running out to the ring,
and he
tears a hamstring or something like that.
He tears both of them.
Yeah, and he's just sitting in the ring yelling at the two guys in the ring, and they have to, like, just go along with it. They have to just yes and his, like, horrible hamstrings that he pulls. He had to, like, go to the hospital afterwards, but he played it off. He played it off super well.
He played it off, and they even get into a video of him talking about, or Edge, I think it was talking about it. And he's like, oh yeah, he refused to let anyone care help him back, so.
Yep. Well, we'll see if you guys can shrug off some of the damage that these lake serpents are going to pull on you. Do you think your hamstrings will be okay? We'll see.
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah, these things definitely have no projectile weaponry.
No. Never, ever. Just going to write one of these down. Okay, cool. So let's get into initiative here. Because as you guys were discussing the clear signs of poison in the spawning pool of the crab eggs, is when this sea serpent, or this lake serpent, excuse me, popped its massive head up. There it is.
He looks friendly. And as
I don't know what friendly means to you. This thing has, like I said, very, very serpentine, viper-like head with fangs. And it is gargantuan. It is a 4x4 size monster. So, let's get into initiative here. Sandor, what'd you get?
30.
All right, next Kezra.
I don't have my dice out.
What? God damn it, Kelly.
So you're going to hear it pour onto the table.
Yeah.
You like that? Dice splatter.
I don't really like that. Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure.
This episode brought to you by Black Oak Workshop.
Oh! It's good. It's good. I did it good.
Okay.
Let me get my character sheet open.
God,
professional,
guys.
Gosh.
I'm a real professional. I like to think of myself that way.
Hold on, let me get my dick out of the peanut butter jar.
Jeez, we all know. Kelly, now we know why John doesn't have a camera on.
Nope. So sticky.
Thanks, John. 35.
35. That is pretty good.
Holy
shit.
Whoa.
Dang.
Who is this
It's a new day. It's Dragon Kezra.
Viscount Ambrose.
33.
And Gunn?
I prefer my real title. Gunn Furry Stoneborn.
You know, normally it's hard. Like, we make fun of you a lot, Tim, but when you do it yourself, it's just weird.
Let us believe. All right, what'd you get?
25.
Okay. Going first is Kezra Davorjohn.
Oh, what?
I think this is the first time ever in like 12 years, and I'm counting before this podcast.
I'm sure it's happened like a couple times.
Couple. Over the years, a couple.
Can you make me medium again? I'm still large from the last combat.
Yeah, but you're a dragon.
No, I'm using my focus spell.
Oh, you're just using that. Oh. Well, I was going to say, okay, gotcha. Well, I was going to say, I actually put Dragon Form on you, and it made you large automatically. So here, I'm going to take Dragon Form off, and you'll see your token go down. Watch this.
Cool.
Whoa!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Man, what kind of technology makes this possible?
That's called Foundry Virtual Tabletop.
All right. So, all right, where... How far am I from y'all? I'm 30 feet in the air, and I'm 45 feet away from Garn. Garn and Sandor are 10 feet from the boat. Ambrose is on the boat. And this gigantic serpent is 10 feet away from the boat on the north side. And you said that I saw another shadow moving under the water?
Yeah, it's all the way down here in the bottom right, if you can see my ping.
Oh, good.
Ping it again?
All the way to bottom right.
That's very far.
Yeah. So it appears as though it's making its way over, but you know that there's an immediate threat here. So,
right. Okay. Well then, I'm going to raise the Staff of Fire and launch a fourth level fireball at this creature.
Okay.
Roll reflex save.
Alright. I got a 32.
That's a success. And we could do some damage. Ugh. terrible roll. 9 damage is half.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, don't you worry, Jake, because while you're in water, you gain resistance 5 to acid and fire.
Yeah, well, I was... This thing is above the water at the moment, so...
No, it says if you're in water or underwater, you get the resistance.
Oh.
Jeez.
That's what it says. It's in the water.
I did pull this up, and it just says... You can resist... in water or underwater? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, well... Cool.
Cool wasted turn.
Ezra, fire is not a good thing to use in water. Heed the commands of your commanding officer.
God,
use
gonna...
electric.
Shut up, you furry bitch.
I told you that in privacy.
You shouldn't have.
Don't.
Never tell me secrets.
I will use them against you.
And I guess I will fly... In a straight line, I'll fly to above the boat.
Okay. It is the Lake Serpent's turn. So the Lake Serpent is going to... Luca is summoned, right?
Yes, he is there.
Okay. So this serpent comes up and it... takes its body and it swings its body and tries to hit the boat. So it is going to... It has an ability, get this, called Capsize.
Okay.
So it has to make an athletics check. So I'll just read this to you. Attempts to capsize an aquatic vessel of its size or smaller that it's adjacent to. It must succeed at an athletics check with a DC of 35... or the pilot sailing lore. Mark, what's your sailing lore, DC?
Well, would my trait of, like, human... Oh, God, I took that one thing where it's basically my level gives me for skill checks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What is that? Intelligence? Plus 12? I don't know, man. I'm not trained.
Well, it's not higher than 35, so.
Oh, no.
So let me go ahead and see. I rolled so low that it actually does not succeed. So it... swims up and goes to and it slams into the boat, but you two manage to balance yourself on it and kind of shift your weight enough, and then it will use its last action to try to do a jaw attack with Map on Luca.
Okay.
So it's going to be 25 to hit, so it's very, very low roll.
Ooh,
very,
that's a miss. Low. Wow.
So, now it comes to your turn, actually.
Beautiful. God, alright. So, what is going to happen is that Ambrose is going to do an act together. So he's gonna take 3 actions, Lucas gonna take 1. He is going to... All you'll see is that... Well... Kezra, I think, is the only one that can probably see this, is that he will just go invisible. He's gonna use one of his fiendish magic traits to just go invisible. And Luca is going to attack. Just
all right.
Just swing. I mean, why not? 32 to hit.
That is a miss.
God. All right.
Oh.
I forgot last time, I think we spoke about this, that if I use, like, I could use technically 2 spells. I could use shield, right, as a 3rd action, even though I casted a spell already.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and shield.
Alright. And then Sandor.
I genuinely am not sure what to do right now. Alright.
Get to that nice, safe boat.
Yes. There is a nice, safe boat. So, right now, I'm going to swim backwards. Is my swim speed roughly the same as my movement? Or half?
So when you attempt to swim, you attempt an athletics check to move a maximum distance of 10 feet through water. The DC is quite easy because it's not turbulent water at all. So, just as in most cases of calm water, you get an automatic critical success.
Is it calm with this gargantuan serpent sloshing around?
Kelly, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's still calm because of the fact it's not moving water. So I would say it's calm water. You're able to move up to 10 feet swimming.
All right. The second I hit this thing with a big spell, it's going to come right after me.
I seem to like whatever the juicy snack was in the boat.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't like being in water at all. In fact, this kind of blows.
But there's no whales.
Yeah, there you go. I am going to cast Blur on Garn.
Ah.
And then I'm going to float back 10 feet.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, after that, Garn, you are blurred.
It seems I forgot to wear my glasses today. Xandor!
Garn will... man, how risky is he feeling? Well, he was swimming. Man, it just feels like I'm gonna spend all my actions just swimming to this boat. So if I swim to the boat, that's one action. I climb on the boat, that's another action.
Yep.
And then a third action would be pulling out my mace.
Yep.
Isn't
aquatic combat so fun?
Oh, I love this. Do I have anything interesting in my... I don't have anything interesting in my, my pouch or anything.
You don't have a
spear.
Yeah, you don't have a spell called, like, or ability called, like, Drain the Ocean, or toppling the Pillar of Heaven to, like, drain the abyss of the ocean.
If you topple the Pillar of Heaven, can you, like, split the sea? Because, I mean, that would be pretty cool.
You know, I think I'm just gonna draw my Morning Star and topple the Pillar of Heaven.
Okay.
Sure. Why not? I didn't say anything. It said I couldn't.
No. Absolutely. No. Yeah. All right,
and it's a save, so I don't even take the minus for attacking in water.
Exactly. So, okay. Let's see. So it's a reflex save.
It is a reflex save.
35.
Aha. Okay. So that is a regular success. And because I'm a dingus, I don't have all my... I have most of my dice out, unlike Kelly. Most. Not all. Okay, roll some dice.
I will still give you a hero point for having some dice out.
Hey! Whoa, okay, shoot, I'll take that. Sick.
Hey, I almost did these. Hey, dice out!
I'm mostly making fun of Kelly. I can pay for it.
I'm reading things.
So that's 15 damage. That's after being halved.
Alrighty.
And I spark transcendence. So go ahead and roll me a will save to see if you are scared by a pillar of heaven toppling from the skies.
33.
Not scared.
Okay.
And I will have it. I think I'm going to have the eminence shift into the victor's wreath, which is already on my head, so I don't have to draw that out.
Alrighty.
That's it.
That's it. Next it comes to the other creature coming up.
Right.
Let me see its speed. Okay.
I'm sure it's super slow in the water.
No.
Fuck!
Luckily, diagonals are quite hard to get around. Dude, I really love the fact that Foundry does the whole, like, how many actions it takes thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really nice.
Brilliant.
Alright, cool. Alright, so it comes up and I will reveal it to you guys as it begins to breach the surface. It is another lake serpent.
Oh boy.
Maybe this one's so friendly.
There are two of them.
This is getting out of hand. Right. Top of round two, Kessler.
Boy.
Just expecting Kezra just be like, I'm out. And then he just flies away.
Ooh. Really wish you guys had gotten on the boat.
Oh, well, fucking thanks for letting me know.
Well, I just figured you guys were going to do that.
There's a line that you could argue that would hit both of them and not us.
No, that's not what I had planned.
Oh, well.
Okay. I guess I'll just... Let me check the range on this thing.
I mean, casting the fire spell, I'm on water. I'll have resistance to it.
Okay, I'm just going to hover there, and I'm going to cast Chain Lightning on these things.
Okay.
Sick.
So, the one closest to the boat first.
Yep, obviously. 40.
Critical success.
Wait, is it?
No, your DC is not that low.
It is. I'm not. I don't have maxed out charisma.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I really thought you did.
Kessler is more versatile. God. He has stats than others. He's not a min-max wizard.
So burn the spell.
Oh no.
Cool. Well, that's my turn. Get on the boat.
Wait. Do you have a hero point from when you guys have first started? Oh, you used it, didn't you?
I could give him one.
Wait, I just got a hero point. I'm gonna use this so you reroll.
A hero point is transferable.
My dice hero point. It's disadvantage, right? Or make you roll again.
What?
It's not on your. It's not boosting Kelly. It's disadvantaging the GM.
Since when?
I don't know, since now.
since I decided.
Hey, you're the one who brought hero points into this. I was yes-anding you.
I mean, if we want to be able to give hero points, I could absolutely give him a hero point.
So anyway, it's the Lake Serpent's turn.
All
right. he is going to try to capsize it again. So he's going to do the athletics. Kaboom! He succeeds.
You know, if we all end up in its belly, then we can time our attack so that we strike at the same time.
Yeah.
True.
So he capsizes it, and Ambrose and Luca end up on the other side of it, on the other side of the boat. So the boat is now capsized, and Ambrose and Luca are on the other side of the boat from it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it'll use a... See, does it need? What's its reach? Okay. And then it will strike out with its jaws at Luca.
Okay.
So this is with map, because the athletics to do that was technically an attack. So this is going to be a 41 to hit him.
Hold on. Oh, not a crit.
Okay.
Not a crit. His AC is 32.
Yep.
Well, hold on. No, God. In water, you're off guard.
Oh, yep.
Thanks, Tim.
Yep. So let me go ahead and do crit damage. There we go.
Thanks, Tim.
That is 64 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And then he will use his last action to grapple with the jaw.
TPK.
is a 36 to grapple you.
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right, so you see his head go under the boat after he capsizes it, and then it just, these fangs stick into Luca, just sink, and he is now grabbed. That was all of his actions, though. So it does come to your turn, Ambrose.
It's just all of his actions. 64 points of damage and grappling. That's cool. okay, so... God, it sucks.
It's so far away.
Well, it just sucks because, yeah, well, technically he's grappled, so he could just strike out, right, at this point?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out what to do, because... I could do that. Okay, so what he's going to do is do a little focus point action here. He's first going to, since he's invisible, he's going to do a lifelink surge. So to get fast healing 12 going on him.
Oh, nice.
That's right. Nice.
So give himself back 12. And then, so we're going to do the act together as well. And I hate that I'm probably going to burn another focus. Well, can I do two focus spells in a turn if I have enough actions?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Okay. He is... I don't know how the hell this is going to work, actually. What happens if I try to do evolution surge, which is two actions, I'll take the rest of my actions up, and make it so he's large.
He'd still have it grappled.
Yeah, he would still be grappled.
Okay, that's fine.
But he would be large,
and
yeah.
And he would have reach as well, just in case. I mean...
Okay, yeah, yep.
Okay, so that, and so he's large, and Luca is going to attack.
Okay.
Because why not?
Yeah.
And that is a 41 to hit.
Okay, so that is a hit.
Okay.
Dang.
24 points of damage.
Alright.
Yay, got your first blood. I mean...
Well, technically, Kelly did 4 points of
damage. Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's not a shutout.
Okay. Alright, let me make sure that he is large before we continue. But it comes to Sandor's turn.
Christ. Now that the boat's capsized, I genuinely don't know what the fuck to do.
Get on the boat. Oh no, the boat's a capsized now.
So the boat would be like, would it be like a balance check since it's watery and the other way around?
I would say that it would still be an action to get up. I would just say that it would be like, I mean, you can stand on top of a boat. I don't really see a problem with that, especially for you guys. I would say that the DC to capsize it again would be easier though, just because it's not meant to be that way.
Right.
Okay. Is Kezra still screaming about getting on the boat?
Yes.
Alright. All I can move is 10 feet, right?
Yep.
This fucking sucks.
Well, you can swim 10 feet to the boat, use another action to get on the boat, and then you're there. So, you can't get there this turn.
Yeah, but I can't do any fun magic.
Last action shield.
Yeah, I do exactly that. I get onto the boat and cast shield on myself.
Alrighty. Sandor is on the boat with a shield, ready for the next attack. Garn, your turn.
Okay,
Alright, Lieutenant Kezra, I shall get on the boat.
Just grab hold of it.
grab hold of it.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay.
Okay, that's a little different. So I'm going to spend the one action to be here, and then second action to grab hold of the boat, and then third action, I'm going to whack the closest sea serpent, lake serpent.
Lake serpent, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not the sea, I get it. The closest lake serpent with the Morning Star.
Alright.
Oh boy, it's so close. Let's see if I can land a good hit. Oh, let's see. Let me check aquatic combat. I do not take a penalty to this because I'm going to use the piercing aspect of this weapon.
Alright.
I don't think that's going to help me though because I'm rolling like poop. with a 29. No, hold on a second. I didn't read the one. That's not a 6. That's a 16.
Oh.
All right, cool. So that's a 39.
39, that's a hit.
All right. Man, I love bad lighting. It turns what you think is a tragedy into, oh, that's fine.
your the cool lighting you have for your stream setup is not helping you read dice.
No. So that's 19 points of damage.
Okay. Getting some hearty hits in on this thing.
We're trying. And it's just we need a. I don't know exactly what's going on with our spellcaster, but I don't know what they've done this combat.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Maybe you should be the spellcaster.
Maybe I should.
Blow me, divine boy.
Wait, your god's dead? What?
Spellcaster save okay. Your fucking ass. That's what they're gonna do.
The lake serpent that is coming up from the southeast.
Oh, right. The other one.
The other one, yeah. It begins to kind of roll its head back, and you can hear it gargling water.
Oh, no.
And it's going to shoot a water spout at Kezra.
Guys, it knows Hydro Pump! It knows Hydro Pump!
It only has an 80% chance of hitting, okay?
There's a 41 hit.
Great.
I think it's more than 80%, Tim.
Okay. 34 points of bludgeoning damage. However, when you get hit in the head with this, you're covered in this algae. It's like all over your body. Ew. And you feel weird. You feel extremely strange. Go ahead and make me a fortitude save.
Oh, psychedelic algae.
This pond scum's gonna be tripping balls.
I'm gonna use my hero point.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Come on, guess what?
35.
Success. Oh, you are fine. But yeah, the it feels very. It starts messing with your vision and everything like that. Like, you know, the water was calm mostly without the wrestling in the water. But like all of a sudden, the water starts to be really warbly and stuff, and you're like, "What is going on here?" But you manage to keep your composure. And then it will spend one action to swim about here, so it's sort of behind you guys, and then it will try and strike out at the big thing, which is Luca again. Okay. So it will just do a it'll do a jaw attack as well, but this is with map. Natural one.
Oh,
thank God.
Yes.
Alright, please.
Come on, Kelly, pull out a banger.
Stunned for
pull
one out a round. Banger. Stunned for one round. That's what I need.
Stunned for one round would be huge.
Drowns. I don't know.
Alright. The lake serpent drowns.
Not stunned, but this is still pretty useful. Frustration. You take a -2 circumstance penalty to attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
Alright, I'll take it.
So it goes up and it tries to snap onto Luca, and it just hits its head just like to the side of the boat, and you guys on the boat start rocking and stuff like that. But like you remember in the Hercules the animated movie when like when the Hydra hit its head on the rock, it did that where it's just like but that is its turn. Kizra, it is your turn now.
All right, so everybody's grabbing the boat, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Kizra, right. You're hovering 40 feet above this boat. Just like reaches out and just like these ethereal tendrils just shoot out of his hand and just like wrap the boat in energy, and the whole boat like starts to shake, and Kezra he lifts the boat out of the water. Yep, 20 feet in the air with all of you attached to it.
Oh my gosh.
He will rotate it around so that it's right side up during this movement too.
Fair.
And yeah, he will. Actually, no, I'll. For now, I'll leave it in the water.
because I think it's more dangerous in the air.
Okay.
But he's going to flip it over for you guys and move it 20 feet to the east. So he's going to move it away from these creatures a little bit.
Actually, low-key goaded.
So okay. It's like over here. So I use telekinetic haul.
okay.
Yep.
And Kesra will fly 60 feet away, but he still has a firm grasp on this thing. I'm gonna go a little closer, and I'm also gonna go up a little bit further.
Okay, so the boat is a part of the map. So what I'm gonna do, because there's nothing, we'll center the whole combat around the boat. I will move the serpents 20 feet to the west. So that way they're still appropriately distanced from the whole thing.
Kesra's like,
just hold on to that boat. I'll get you out of there.
Yeah, the only one is Luca, because he's grabbed, so...
Yeah, Luca's grabbed. Luckily, I'll say the Lake Serpent has a really long reach, so he's grabbed, but he's still on the boat.
Okay.
So he'll just have to deal with that.
Really long reach, my god. Alright.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so the... comes to the Lake Serpent's turn. It is going to do an attack with Luca in his mouth. Called everybody say it with me, swallow hole. Yep.
Yeah, I figured.
So this is going to go against Luca's reflex DC.
Oh boy.
34.
Beats it.
Okay.
And now the serpent eats it.
So Luca is holding onto the boat as it gets lifted into the air, and as it starts to go away, it rips Luca off, throws him in the air, and just goes cluck.
Cool.
So if it succeeds, it swallows the creature, the monster's mouth or jaws no longer grab a creature it has swallowed, so the monster is free to use them to strike or grab once again. The monster can't attack creatures it has swallowed. Luca is grabbed, slowed one, and has to hold his breath. I don't think he does.
Well, he would still, as I said before, like, just have to say, yeah, he will have to hold his breath, whatever.
Okay, got it.
I mean, but at the same time, he can still strike out because technically he's using natural weapons.
Yeah, exactly. Right now he will take some bludgeoning damage as he gets, like, beat up inside of this monster. 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Not 60, so I'll take it.
So after it swallows Luca, it will strike out with its tail against Garn. So there's going to be...
Garn is blurred.
31.
He is.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Forgot.
Yeah, say thank you to Magic Man, you prick.
Two.
Oh.
Look at that.
You have to thank Sandor so much.
Not gonna lie, I thought that was gonna be completely useless.
Brilliant.
I'll take it.
Okay, and then I'll try again. Probably gonna miss on that one. Yeah, total whiff on the last one.
Heck yeah!
Solid teamwork there.
Wow.
Ambrose, it is your turn.
Okay. So, while fast healing, so getting that 12 HP back.
Nice.
But Ambrose isn't exactly worried because right now you just gonna hopefully have a big serious issue with indigestion in a moment. so he's on to act together, but he's slowed, so then he gets two actions. But Luca's going to take both actions.
Sure.
He's going to swing. he's slashing weapon inside.
All right.
I think if anyone can hit the threshold one hit to break open.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be.
Oh, God forbid, yeah. That is a 36 to hit.
That's a hit, my
beautiful
friend.
Yeah, 20.
20 damage is enough to rupture.
Yes!
Beautiful.
Yes!
Thank goodness.
Oh.
So, what happens?
So, So you get spit out. I'll say you just get spit out directly to the east of him.
Okay.
Nice. Just... Now, okay, with the rupture, like, can it swallow whole again, or is it unable to now?
Let me see. Let's see. This freeze. Hold on. If the victim escapes the ability's grab condition, it exits through the monster's mouth. That's freaking hilarious.
For escape,
a swallowed creature can attack the monster that has a swallow, but only with unarmed attacks or with weapons of light bulk or less, which we've kind of fluffed at. Swallowing creature is off guard against the attack. Monster takes piercing or slashing damage equal or exceeding the listed rupture value. Yep. From a single attack or spell, the swallowed creature cuts itself free. A creature that gets free from escaping or cutting free can immediately breathe and exits the swallowing creature's space. It doesn't say if he can or cannot.
Huh.
Well, he has one more action. And he's no longer slowed, right? Or is he still slowed, technically?
You get slowed at the beginning of your turn, so...
Still has one action.
Oh, right, yep.
So, okay. He's just gonna swing again. He's pissed. That's a 20, dude.
Yep, so that's gonna be a miss. Okay. Alright. Next is Sandor.
Okay. Sandor, shaking himself off from some of this water, will make a spell attack that does a 35.
Yes, that does.
Okay, this is a 5th level spell.
Oh!
So Sandor pulls from, like, a back pocket in his cloak a longish, like, probably 2 feet long ebony piece of wood that he hurls off to the side that goes around this chamber and hits this creature in the side of the head. This spell is called Boomerang.
Okay.
I'll read you this spell real quick. You launch a curved length of wood at a foe. The arc surrounds objects, obstacles to strike from an unexpected direction. Make a spell attack roll against the target's AC. This attack ignores target's concealed condition and ignores all cover except greater cover. If you hit the projectile, deal 7d10 damage.
Oh my god. Holy shit, dude.
Trying to bury the lead.
Oh wow.
7d10?
Dude.
That's really cool because like if you play against like smart enemies that take cover, you just throw a fucking boomerang down the hallway, just whack.
Yep. All right, I'm rolling 17 now.
Whoo!
Not a bad roll either. 42 points of damage.
Okay. Okay. Oh my god.
And I will cast shield on myself.
Fair enough. Okay. Garn, it's your turn.
Yeah, I still have the Victor's Wreath. So I can't do any of my cool weapon things. So Kelly, you said you flipped around the boat?
Yeah, it's right side up.
Okay, I think I'm gonna use one action to scramble in. Because I don't want to be hanging off of it anymore. So I scramble in, one action. No one is under any negative effects right now, so I can't do the eminence shift for free. Oh boy. There's really not much I can do when I'm having my fun stuff. Oh, hold on a second. I'm actually going to spend... Can I say I scrambled up the boat next to Ambrose?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
He is invisible. And just to let you know.
Right.
I mean, you can scramble on the boat next to.
Next
to Luca.
He can smell your musk, and you can tell.
So so I will. It's a little weird, but I'm technically in range, so I'm gonna get here, and then I'm
behind Luca.
Yeah, then I'm gonna battle medicine.
You can.
Okay. All right.
As I said, it's not the most foreign concept. It's like the ghost is soul linked with me, so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're looking at he bleeds, you know, like ectoplasm.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah, sure. Well, if it bleeds, it can be patched up.
He's the optimistic version of that phrase.
All right. Oh gosh, I really want to. I'm going to go for the Master DC because I've been rolling so well tonight. What could go wrong?
Dick's out for this roll.
I did get. A 41. Oh, so
okay,
that is okay. A crit for their master roll.
Whoa!
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. Huge.
So what's that like? 4d10 or?
It's 4d8 plus 30.
Ah, yes, I remember. I believe on the classic show there was a chap who had an eidolon, and yes, you just bandaged it up just like any other person. Just like any man who bleeds blood.
Not wrong.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
So
nobody makes me ecto my own plasm.
So that is 45 points of healing.
He is feeling a lot better.
Uh-huh. And that's my turn.
Okay. Next it comes to the other Lake Serpent's turn.
All right. We actually need to damage these things.
Yep. That. So he cannot see the Ambrose because Ambrose is invisible, but he can see Sandor, who's on this side of the boat.
Yep.
So he is going to the boat's 20 feet up, so he's fine with he can do this. All right, he is going to reach out with his tail and swipe it by you. So this tail has razors across all down his body, and so he takes this thing and just rings it up out of the water and just tries to hit you. That is a 43 to hit. Jesus Christ. Yep.
That's a crit. But
I am going to attempt
what?
Here. Where is my god damn it.
This new character sheet.
There is no way you have something for this.
There is one.
Yeah, there is
a feat. I know which one it is.
Yep.
What?
It's a feat called Stone Bones.
Get a little of the stone bone, baby.
Your intractable nature can help you shrug off even the most grievous of injuries. Attempt a DC 17 flat check. If you succeed this, the attack is a normal strike.
Why not?
I saw this and I'm like, this very well could be completely useless or save my
your whole life. Yeah.
Come on.
So let's just go for it.
Oh, all right.
It'll work one of these days.
I mean, it's a free roll. It's a free roll, even though it's a high. It's like I don't get anything from not doing it. So.
Right. There you go.
44 points of damage.
Ouch.
And then it will use its athletics to try and grapple you.
Oh boy.
30 total. So they'll go against your 42 DC, whatever that would be.
What is it, 10 plus my forward? You said it was, what, 30?
Flat.
Oh, then it
meets it, okay. Alright.
So freaking lame.
So you are grabbed, and then it will do another one to attempt to reposition you into the water.
That's fair.
Sorry. Because it was an athletics check, it would actually take a map. Mm-hmm. So 25.
To the grapple?
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, Jesus. Okay, cool.
Huge.
All right, Yeah, so I'm glad I remember that because the athletics doesn't really it doesn't usually ask if there's a map.
Does the attack have the grab ability or is it just doing it in athletics?
It is plus grab.
Oh, that doesn't take the map. So it just takes an action. It just consumes an action. That's all.
Oh, So he does grapple. All right, cool.
All right.
Then he will use his last action to do another athletics to try to reposition you off the boat.
This is the map.
Yeah, this is the one with the map. And that map saved you because that is a 21.
Good.
Yay! So I stay on the boat.
So this tail is wrapped around you, and it is digging into your neck, and it's shredding your neck and your shoulder and your abdomen. But you are still on the boat, which is very, very important. Kezra.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. Okay, so the boat's still in the water. It's not 20 feet up yet.
Yeah, still.
Somebody get that thing off of Sandor.
And I'm going to delay.
All right. It comes to the lake serpent that tried to swallow Luca. Quite angry that it did not get his meal. It's just going to go ham on him. So it is going to do a jaw strike first on Luca. 42 to hit.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Okay. 64 points of piercing damage.
Let's go back down. All right.
All that healing wiped away, and then some.
Oh, now I know how Benson feels.
No.
And then it's going to do its tail. It's going to do its tail twice. Its first instinct was to try to, like, grab and swallow you. Now that you cut its way out, now it's just angry. So now it's just thrashing the
water. It's just like, I'm not going to do that again.
No, I'm not going to do that. It's a miss with a 29.
Yep, that's a miss.
Yep. Okay. Last attack went the completely other direction for a 37 to hit.
The fuck? Yeah, that hits.
Okay. 24 points of bludgeoning damage. Jeez. So I imagine you guys can hardly see Luca just because of how large and serpentine this thing is, and it's just thrashing back and forth at him. You can kind of see him like in the tussle, but you can tell he's getting beat up in there. Mm-hmm. That was its whole turn. Ambrose comes to you.
Yeah, it's first do the fast healing 12. Yay!
12 points.
All right, still going. I still got one more turn after this of it, and then I can technically reapply it again.
Yeah. Hey, do you ever do the healing builds in Dark Souls where you just equip all the things that give you like slow healing, and you're just unstoppable? It's like unfair.
It's just fun. It's just fun to do.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we're going to act together again. This time, Ambrose is going to take the three actions. Luke is just going to do the one. Ambrose is going to do two spells because he can.
Okay.
He's first going to do a... I don't know, he can do three things this turn. Holy shit, hold on. He's going to do a boost Eidolon as first action. So give him a little enhancement if he hits. He's going to use a cantrip called Protect Companion. So that's the one that it reduces triggering damage by 30, but I lose 15 hit points instead. It basically negates that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
If he gets hit. And I can technically do battle medicine myself? Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do battle medicine on myself. Expert level, because that's as high as I got. I guess I fish for a crit. What do I beat, a 30 or something? Is that expert? Tim?
Huh?
I'm basically doing battle medicine on myself as an expert.
Whoa. For who? You, Ambrose?
Yeah, because our HPs are linked, so...
Right. Okay.
So
okay.
If I'm doing,
I was just making sure you're doing Ambrose. The expert DC is 20.
Oh, okay. Then I crush it easily because I was on do master or not at master, but the crit one, I guess, which because I rolled a 35.
Oh yeah. So it's nice. 4d8 plus 10.
48 plus 10. I will take it.
Nice,
dude. Is that like a cool
like hack that the summoner has that they can technically get battle medicine twice in one combat.
Battle medicine twice.
Yeah, because so. I can drink
the
a potion.
The action just says the target. It doesn't say a character can benefit once per day. It just says the target, and one target was Ambrose, and one was Luca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see.
Yep. 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 No one write in.
Please, no one write in. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
It's a very complicated class. Can you give him some?
So it's 20 plus. You said 10. 48 plus 10, right? You said.
Uh huh. That's right.
Yep. That'd be 30 exactly. So cue back self back 30 HP.
Okay.
This is going to be an up and down battle the entire time. And with the one action, Luca is going to swing out. Because he also has big boy reach as well. Is a 38 to hit.
That's a hit.
I don't think I'm ever going to get a crit. 24 points of damage.
Okay.
That is it.
All right. After that, it comes to Sandor's
turn. Add 2 to that.
Nope. Oh, right.
Okay.
So,
what would it take for me to get out of this grapple?
You could do some sort of escape check, whether it be athletics or acrobatics, there might be, other abilities, but it's usually just an escape against his 42 DC.
You can use...
Okay, can I use DC spells?
While you're grappled, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Oh my god, this would be such a lame use of this spell. I mean, not lame at all, because it will probably be very useful, but still. I'm going to attempt to use a spell.
Give me that.
And I crush.
Very nice.
The DC 5. Sandor, as he is grappled by this creature, turns to Silver Mist as he casts Translocate on himself.
That'll do it.
Yep.
Oh, that's
and moves into the opposite side of the boat.
Awesome.
Wizard of Gates, motherfucker!
Okay. That was sick.
And I believe that's a two-action spell.
All right.
So yeah. I'm just gonna cast shield again. Myself again.
All right, Garn.
And Kezra delaying.
Let Garn go.
Okay.
Okay.
Garn.
Fair.
So Garn kind of mutters under his breath, like, "I guess Sandor doesn't need our help after all. Got a few tricks up his sleeves." And he's gonna spend one action to shift the eminence into his mace so he can have some more power available to him.
All right.
And then he is going to topple the pillar. Wait, hold on. Wait, it might be close enough. Let's see if he's close enough. Oh, is that... Is it? Is he really only 10 feet away, that lake serpent?
Yes, he is.
Penalty would be
because
he's
10 feet away.
It's easy to get you.
Yep.
Yeah! Bet you wish you weren't so big now! So, because I have compliant gold, my mace has a reach of 10. And going to fracture the freaking mountains on this.
Fracture the lake.
I'm trusting that I'm going to keep up my great slew of special rolls. And I'm breaking out one of the classics. I'm breaking out a Dice Away for this. Shout out to Dice Away.
Dude, Dice Away.
You fracturing the mountains while we're literally under the mountains. So close.
What could go wrong?
Don't do that. We're down here.
On top of us. Like,
you'll kill us all.
I hate when I roll low on cool stuff.
No.
I really want to use a hero point.
They did just give you a really dumb hero point, so.
Oh, I'm right. I'm going to use the dumb hero point. Ha-ha! Don't, Jake's like, it's not going to make a difference. Ah, this is a tweener. 32.
30, that is unfortunately a miss.
Oh no! That is so depressing.
If I could wrap up all the times her opponents didn't do a goddamn thing, they would probably outweigh the times they do good.
Okay, well...
And I'm not just talking about Tim, I'm talking about everybody.
Well, the mighty effort that Garn put into this blow, you see that as he hits, he splashes, you know, feebly into the water, it kind of glistens from the transfer of the eminence, and you see some of the droplets, like, still kind of containing that eminence, like, splash onto Garn's face, and he flinks it to the side, right onto Sandor. And Sandor, you are overcome with an emotion you've probably never experienced in your entire life.
Yeah, disgust.
And maybe you think that Garn is a little bit radiant. And so you gain some hit points back. So 2 plus double my level. So you gain 26 hit points back.
I mean, I'll take it. I love every time you explain this ability. It's so funny. It's
the first time ever Sandor thinks a dwarf was radiant.
And yeah, almost as if he has to.
I have no option.
And then right. I shift the eminence into the Horn of Plenty.
Okay. Alright, Kezra, it is your turn because you said you held until after.
That's right.
After go.
So Kezra will fly up another 25 feet.
Okay.
So he's at 75 feet now. And he will lift the boat out of the water to his final two actions, 40 feet in the air.
Oh!
Okay.
Everyone just hanging on. Like those who aren't in the boat, literally hanging on.
Hanging, yeah. So wait, who would be hanging at this point? Because I think Luca's in.
Luca and Ambrose be hanging, right?
Okay, yeah.
And you two in the boat have complete cover from these creatures. You are. Yeah. They can't even see you at this point. Because
wow,
it's kind of sick, nasty, dude.
Okay.
But both lake serpents get to go, so they can hydro pump their butts off.
Oh no, the boat.
Okay. It comes to
40 feet, 1 mile's the range.
The range of the hydro pump?
Yeah.
Find out. This lake serpent, so the boat is in the air. 40 feet. If there's one thing the book didn't write, it's if a player puts the boat in the air, the lake serpents then do this. Paizo, I want some direction. No. Okay, so
start playing cards.
And Ambrose is still in. Boy, there's the one thing I didn't want to look up. it was the hardness of the boat. I think it's just going to. It can still see you, right? Yeah, because you're up there, Kessler.
I'm 75 feet up, and I'm like.
You are 75 feet.
And I'm like 50 feet away.
Yeah, so yeah, like yeah.
90 feet from them, roughly.
I think it will do the water spout at the boat. Yeah. So it's gonna try to hit it. We'll see if it deals just an insane amount of damage. Oh my god. Natural one.
Yay!
Yes! Thank god.
So it really it rears its head back going,
oh my god. This is perfect. You got sneeze. So you sneezed while you were trying to shoot water.
So and it just sneezes into the water.
You are slowed one the next round.
Nice.
Okay, got it. All right, that was good. I think it's gonna shake its head off, and I think it's going to Take one action to swim up to the boat then, and then it's just going to try to strike out with its... yeah, you're still 40 feet up. Oh, you know what? I think it's just going to go up to Luca then. So it's... I'm going to put it on top of you guys, but it's under the boat.
Got it.
Okay. So it's just going to go up and it's going to try to attack Luca, but this is with the map.
Come on.
33 to hit. Okay. 28 points of piercing damage.
Going back down again. All right.
What's the thing about taking damage and you're holding on to something? Is it? I feel like I might have to roll. Or maybe it's only on a crit.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Grab an edge. So technically, he's grabbing an edge. If you take any damage,
Is it just a roll against the is it like an athletics check against the damage dealt? Usually it's that. It's roll against this or this, whichever is higher, kind of thing.
Nah, I'm grabbing edge. It doesn't really have it. It just has for like to do the action, but they were already grabbing the edge.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I feel like it would be something if it was a crit, that'd be one thing, but if it's just a regular
right.
hit.
That's true, just yeah, okay.
Through it.
Well, the other Lake Serpent is going to try to lay into Luca then. So, it is... yeah. first jaw strike coming out at you, 37 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Guys, this is really bad.
29 points of piercing.
He's going to use that reaction that I had.
Okay.
Just yep. double check to see how much protect the companion. Reduce triggering a damage by 30, but I lose 15 hit points, basically. So instead it's 15 hit points instead of 28. So I'll take it.
Okay. And then it is going to do the athletics to try to grab Luca.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Pull him down.
It's fine.
39.
Yeah. Come on, Jake. Come on.
And then it's going to do a... and now you are grabbed, so he's going to try to swallow you. This is the one that will take the map.
Then this is also one that previously had swallowed.
Oh, right.
So, okay, here's something really strange, all right? I was searching the boards, all right? And someone on the Paizo boards in 2024 posted the raw... of Swallow Hole on the post, okay? In the post, it says that a creature who has been ruptured can't swallow whole again. However, Archives of Nethys does not have that in there. So I don't know if they took it out, if that's a gap of Archives of Nethys, but I don't have the monster core on me.
Yeah, that's fair. And the other thing, too, is that because this thing is so... huge.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if he escapes again, he could rupture or just do a regular escape to get out the hole he got out the first time too. So, okay. Well, let's see if he even does it because this is all the map and everything. Fail, mm-hmm. actually. So you are grabbed, but you are not swallowed.
Okay, that's fine. Easy way to get out of this, by the way.
Well, you can do that. Next time!
Oh, damn it. I want to keep going.
Oh, the spellcaster's doing it for you now, Tim.
How are you feeling now, Mr. Krabs?